মাঝে Song has been written by Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. So beautiful, marvelous. And that is why he is in the category of Chandidas Vidyapati and Govindadas and associates of Mahaprabhu, not less than them. Not only songs, so many books, and that is why he is the incarnation of Gadadhar Pandit. And you know Gadadhar Pandit is Srimati Radhika. So how high class he is. After sixth Goswami, only he is Saptam Goswami.
Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो महाबदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरत्विषे नमः। गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो नमः। यं प्रभजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरहकातरया सर्वोभिनेदु तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमानतोऽस्मि।
First of all, my millions of dandat pranam in the lotus feet of my paramaradhyatam guru pad padma nitya lila pravishtong vishnu pas ishmat bhakti pragyan keshav goswami maharaj, and same millions of dandat pranam in the lotus feet of my shiksha guru nitya lila pravishtong vishnu pad sutra ishmat bhakti vedan swami maharaj. Last day how we can go across of Maya easily, this fourth question was, or Prabuddha has given answer, and also what is the sarup of Narayan or Krishna Tattva, we have explained it. Also what is Karma Yoga and what is the hidden meaning of Vedas, that by marriage, by first sacrifice, and by what? Surapan, Madhyapan. The Vedas wants to control them, and from Pravritti Marg they want to take us in Nivritti Marg. In Pravritti Marg, our energy is divided into so much. Like when Krishna was in Braja, gopis had no marriage. If marriage, they'll neglect it. No son, no children, nothing. Their energy was not divided into so many fractions. But in Dwarka, Krishna married Rukmini Shatabhama. Rukmini has 10 sons and 1 daughter, divided into 10 plus 1, 11, and Krishna has 12th part. Understand? 12th part. And thus, all the queens like so. They can't serve. After this, they have so many grihastha karja, householder works to do here, there to manage. So they cannot serve like gopis. So, by these things, coming in Nivritti Marg, if wife, daughter, sons, wealth, give up, take energy and totally give in Krishna. What is the meaning of sannyas? Same thing, nyas. Taking your mind, heart, energy, everything, and totally surrendered in the lotus feet of. What is the meaning of brahmachari? Brahmacharati. Brahman Krishna. Totally their mind, energy, everything. Then he is brahmachari. If only danda, copin, and this cloth, this is not sannyasis or brahmachari really. If you want to give your whole energy, then come from pravritti marg to. Yes. That is why we see from ancient time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his followers, Rup Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, like this. So we should try to follow. If you grihastha, even at first Rup Sanatan were grihastha. Not married, but his brother Ballab and others were married. And he was looking after them. But Lord gave up and gave full energy in Krishna, Padpadma, to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, we should, by Vaidic and Tantric rules and regulation, we should worship Krishna. What is Tantric? Diksha, Archan, or Tantric, Vaidic. What is Vaidic? Knowledge, all kinds of Upanishads. By both, we should try to worship Krishna. Everywhere, the importance of glorification of Guru is told. So many times, Tasmat Gurum, and after Prahlad Maharaj Charitra, in Ekadesh Skand Bhayang Diti Adh Namesita Guru Devatatma, in 11 kinds, so many times it has been told. So, Guru Nishtha is the backbone of bhakti. We should try to follow your Gurudev totally. And to please him is to please Krishna. So we have discussed all things. Then he asked Nemi Maharaj that I want to hear that Supreme Lord has come in this world to inspire peoples towards Him. I want to hear their Leela Katha, sweet past of them. And then he began. Madhav Maharaj can? Or you? Shruti Maharaj? Don't show others. Can you? Prem Prayojan? Bolo. Can you? Achha, be ready for other question.
Agyanati mirandhasya gyananjana shalakaya chakshurun militam jeno tasmai shri gurave namaha. So in the 7th question, Nimi Maharaj is asking that Krishna, who is fully independent, but for the pleasure of his devotees, And to capture them, he takes different incarnations at different times. So he wants to know the Swarupa and the Leelas of those incarnations. So we see in Srimad Bhagavatam in the beginning, Shukadeva Goswami is telling, Avatara hi asankheyah hare sattva guna nidhe. Hare sattva guna nidhe avida sinaha kulya sarasaha syu sahasrasaha. Just like there are thousands of streams from a rivulet, there are thousands of streams from a source of water, they are divided into so many streams. Similarly, Krishna is one, but he is taking thousands of incarnation. It is not even easy to enumerate them, but he here is enumerating those who are very, very important. And he also is enlightening here that Krishna is ocean of mercy. He is always there with us in whatever condition or whatever species of life. Just like there's a shloka in Purana, Jalaja Navalakhani. There are 900 species of aquatics. And 900,000, I'm sorry. Sthavara Lakshvinshati. There are 2 million species of sthavara that are trees and others. And Krimayo Rudra Sankhyaka. Rudra here means 11 because there are 11 Rudras. So Krimayo means reptiles. Those who walk by... those who crawl, they are what? 1100,000. And then Pakshinam Dashlakshanam. The 1 million species of birds. And then Trinshan Lakshani Pashavaha. There are 3 million species of Pashavaha, animals like beasts and others. And Chatur Lakshani Manasa. There are 400,000 species of human beings. We don't even see even 100, but there are 400,000 species of human beings within these 14 planetary systems. In Devloka, in Prithvi Loka also we see there are so many aborigines. In Assam side of India, they are aborigines. They, you know, they kill, they take a dog, eat, let him eat a lot of chickpea and gourd, and then put him on the fire when he's nicely roasted, then they eat and enjoy him. So they are so uncivilized, and no wonder if we have been in these species of life as in evolution evolved, and we were, now we have taken birth and we are so fortunate to come and listen Hari Katha, having all Janma, good birth, Aishwarya, lot of wealth, Shriya, beautiful our attires, and Shrutihi, and we are very well educated also to receive Gurudev's mercy. So Shukadev Goswami is saying there are thousands of incarnations. And Krishna, he himself accepts the modes of material nature. When he accepts the modes of material nature of ignorance, then he comes as Lord Shiva. When he accepts the passion mode, he comes as Brahma. And when he accepts the goodness mode, he comes as Vishnu. And then he comes as Naranarayan Rishi. Naranarayan Rishi is so merciful that half of his representation is human being, which is Nararishi. And there in Badrikashram, he's always, always doing tapasya, austerities. And there, Indra, he was once envious that Naranarayan Rishi may snatch my swarg loka and all the opulences. So he sent Kamdev and other apsaras to seduce him. But Naranarayan Rishi did not lose his temper because he's supreme personality of Godhead. And he created so many apsaras that Indra became captivated. And then he told Indra, if you like any of them, you take with them. So Indra chose Urvashi, and Urvashi went to heavenly planet. And there he narrated Harikatha. He told the beautiful qualities of Lord Narayan. And Indra then asked his apology in the lotus feet of Narayan. Similarly, we see in Geet Govindam that Kavi Jayadev has written beautiful stotram that is called Dashavatar Stotram, and that is next to the Mangal Geeti of his Geet Govindam. To invoke auspiciousness, he is writing Geet Govindam. Pralaya payodhi jale dhritbana sivedam bihit bahitra charitra makhedam jalaja navalakhani. There are 900,000 species of aquatics. So Krishna is first coming where? In the aquatics living entities, and he is coming as kesavadhita meena sarira jaya jagadish hare. Krishna is coming as fish incarnation, and he is telling his devotee Satyavrat Muni, who is going to be next Manu in the next creation, that now the time has come for universal devastation, but don't worry, my devotees are always protected. When the devastation will come, I will have a horn on my head. You put your rope and make the boat of the earth planet and board that boat, and I will traverse on that water till the time of devastation, and then you will enter into new yoga and you will be known as Vavaswat Manu. And then Krishna is also coming, and also we were narrating other day that in this fish incarnation, Krishna has no bone, no backbone, only skeleton. Fish has no backbone, only skeleton. And then now it is developing. So now the backbone is coming, but it is just round in the form of kurma. So Krishna is coming as kurma avatar. The tortoise incarnation.
Baraha avatar?
Kurma avatar.
First Baraha.
No, pehla mean hai, fir kurma keh rahe hain.
Mucha?
And
in,
then
in Bhagavat has been told Baraha, then kurma.
Kahin kahin hai aisa.
Baraha in
So Krishna, he is now in kurma avatar, who can live within the water and outside the water, and who has a little round bone, and there he is khitirati vipulatare tishthati tavaprishthe. Krishna, he as Narayana, when he feels inching on his back, then who will satisfy him? So he inspires demigods that you get Mandara Parvat, put it into the ocean and churn the ocean, and there will be nectar. You will get to drink nectar. So the demons and demigods, they bring Mandara ocean, they put it into that Mandara mountain, they put it into ocean, and the Krishna, he comes down as Kurma Avatara, and there when they are churning the ocean, he is satisfied, and he is so satisfied that he sleeps as kurma, and then he takes long breath. When we sleep, we take deep breath. And Suta Goswami is telling in the 12th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam to all the rishis who are attending the 1000 year session of Srimad Bhagavatam, other Puranas, that now after so much long time and you have gone through so many penances, your bodies have turned black, you are so distressed and tired, so may Lord Kurma, who is now nicely breathing, sleeping within that ocean, by his breaths, these tides are coming, Jwara and Bhata, high tide and low tide are coming in the sea, and from there very nice smooth air is coming, and that air should pacify you. That is the breathing of Lord Kurma. And then Krishna coming as Varaha Avatara. Basati dasan shikhare dharani tav lagna shashi nikalank nimev nimagna. So Krishna, here he is taking on his tusk, on his tusk he is taking the earth planet. His tusk is white and earth planet is black. So Jayadev Goswami is comparing it with the moon. Basati dashan shikhare, that you are residing earth on your tusk. Dharani tava lagna shashini kalank nimeva nimagna. Shashini means moon, and kalank means there is a black spot within the moon. Similarly, the earth planet on your tusk is looking so beautiful that we are comparing it with the moon, with the beautiful moon with a black spot. Dharani tava lagana Kesava dhrita varaha rupa. It is Keshav himself who is accepting the form of varaha. It's non-different from Krishna. And varaha, he has a backbone now. But it is horizontal. It is developing again. And he is...
He kills
Hiranyaksha in the Savatara. And then he comes into next Savatara. Tavakar Kamalavarena Kamadabuddha Shringam Dalita Hiranyakashiputanu Bringam. When a Bringam is what? Brahmar. Which bee? Wasp. Wasp is generally landing on the lotus, big lotus, and then drinking the honey. The Brahmar is what? Bumblebee? Bumblebee. Bumblebee is landing on the lotus and drinking the honey. But here, nails of Krishna, big nails of Narsingadev, they are tearing open the black Hiranyakashipu. So, Kavi Jayadev is giving a nice simile here. Tavakara Kamalavare Nakamadbuddha Shringam Dalita Hiranyakashipu Tanubhringam. That you tore apart the belly of Hiranyakashipu, Keshava Dhrita Narahari Rupa Jaya Jagadisha Hare. And also Gurudev, sometimes he gives us hint that Krishna is four types of hero. He is Dhir Lalit, Dhir Shant, Dhir Uddhat and Dhir Uddhat. So in these four incarnations, first one, second one, third one and fourth one, Krishna is also here Dhir Uddhat Nayak. Because all his activities are very, very heroic and tejasvita, full of wonders. So then Krishna comes.
Oh, thank you.
You, Radha Kant.
Very good. You have left
Hansa, Dattatreya, four Kumar, Rishabdev, you have left. Oh, anyone can count the rays?
No.
Dust of earth,
sand,
but cannot count the glory, incarnation of Krishna.
Om Gyan Atimarandasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chaksurun Miditanyi Nathasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. I offer my heartfelt obeisances to the lotus feet of Sri Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj, my Diksha Guru. Unto all three Nandi Sanyasigan, Vaishnav, Vaishnavis, and assembled guests here. Drumila, one of the Navayogendras. Actually, Rishabdev is an incarnation also of Krishna. And he had 100 sons, one of which was the famous Bharat Maharaj, which India, Bharat Varsh, was named after. He was a great king who renounced everything and accepted pure devotional service. He had 81 sons who were Brahmins, following the Karmakanda section of the Vedas, like Smarta Brahmins. 9 sons were Kshatriyas who ruled over the different Varshas, the different continents and countries of the world. And these other 9 sons, Nava Yogendras, were like Avadhuts. Like our Avadhut Maharaj, they traveled the world and like not caring for personal appearances or social convention. They were Mahabhagavats, and they were capable of giving the highest instructions on Bhagavad Dharma, Sanatana Dharma. So here, Nimi Maharaj is asking, what are the various pastimes of the Lord, past, present, and future, and his various incarnations? Why is he asking? Previously, it was said that One should follow one's Ishtadev and give everything to a specific incarnation of the Lord that one has a attraction to. We also know in the path of Raganuga Bhakti that we should acquire a certain type of feeling as the sentiments of Vrindavan have, and a particular type of incarnation or aspect of the Lord, and worship that. So by explaining all the different incarnations and manifestations of the Lord, he's giving him an opportunity to develop some attraction and taste or ruchi for a particular aspect of the Lord. Similarly, Srimad Bhagavatam describes all the different manifestations and ultimately culminates in the 10th canto with Sri Krishna. And when we read systematically, we develop some attraction for one of these incarnations. Advaitam achutam anantam ananta rupam. There are unlimited manifestations of the Lord. As Gurudev said, it is impossible to describe all of the qualities and all of the manifestations. Just as Anantashesh with his thousands hoods cannot possibly continue and complete the glorification.
Come on the Vaman Rupa.
Vaman Rupa.
Go on.
One point I wanted to mention, Keshavadrita Vamana Rupa Jai Jagadisha Hare. So Vamandev is the dwarf incarnation of Krishna. And we know that Bali Maharaj was performing a sacrifice, and by Krishna's arrangement, Vamandev came there in the form of a dwarf Brahmin and requested from him some charity. So Bali Maharaj, being very charitable and a very religious person, agreed to this. But his spiritual master, Sukracharya, tried to stop him and said, no, this is Vishnu. You should not give anything. But Bali Maharaj was bound by his duty and oath in his religious duty to give. So he agreed. And Vamandev, he expanded himself. Very, very. First he said, what do you want? He said, I want 3 steps of land only. And Bali Maharaj laughed at him. Oh, I can give you so many things, thousands of cows, a kingdom, whatever you want, many, many wives. And he said, no, I'm a simple brahmachari. I just want 3 steps of land. So Bali Maharaj said, okay. And he took some water from his Achman cup and tried to make a vow. And Sukracharya actually came into the spout of that spigot of the water pot to block, even trying to stop him from making this vow. But Bali Maharaj took some grass and stuck it in the spout and caused his eye to be poked out. So he made the vow, and then Vamandev, he expanded himself very large. We know the story. His first step, he covered the entire material cosmos and universe. The second step covered the coverings of this material universe and the causal ocean, causing this causal ocean to drench his lotus feet and become Charnamrita, which actually became the manifestation of Ganga Devi in this world through the heavenly planets down to this earth. Then Bali Maharaj looked at him with surprise, said, oh, what to do? You have taken everything. So he said, what can I give you? Nothing. I can only bow my head to you. And Vamandev put his lotus foot on Bali Maharaj's head. And that way he surrendered everything. Bali Maharaj is the example of one who can give everything to the Lord. Let someone else do that.
Vanchakalpa Dharubhya
After that, you. Parshuram.
Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chaksuran Militan Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha I offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of my Diksha Guru. Millions of times to my his lotus feet, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. And again, unto the lotus feet of my Shiksha Guru, His Divine Grace, Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj. Unto the Sannyasi Gan, unto the Brahmacharis, Vaishnavas, Vaishnavis, and all devotees. Dandavat Pranam. So Srila Gurudev has ordered me to speak about the Parsaram avatar. And in the pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the appearance of Lord Parsaram came at a time when the earth became overburdened with so many Kshatriyas who were unqualified. The Kshatriya is supposed to become like the father of the kingdom. They are supposed to provide for all of the citizens in the kingdom as if they are providing for their own children. They must provide clothing, food, home, education, spiritual training, guidance, and complete protection. The Vedic king is so responsible that even if the child dies before the father, then it is considered that the king is responsible that he has not properly conducted his management of the kingdom. Just like in the case of when Lord Ram was king, one man complained, "My son has died before me." So in this way, the king was considered so responsible, so responsible. But during this time, when Parsaram came, the kings became plunderers and thieves. They were exploiting all of the people by heavy burdens of taxation. They were taking away the valuable goods and valuable production of the Vaishyas, and they were exploiting the persons and not giving any proper shelter or charity to the Brahmanas. And so in this way, because they were exploiting and because they were not conducting proper spiritual programs and giving Brahmins charity, etc., then something had to be done about dealing with all of these evil kings. So at that time, Parsaram, his mother was killed by one of these Kshatriyas. Her head was removed.
Jamadagni.
The father's head was removed. So, when the father's head was removed, this became the cause of Parsaram's manifesting in his form as avatar. And he began to kill all the Kshatriyas. It says 21 times. I don't know whether that means 21 generations or 21
times.
21 times he killed all Kshatriyas. And after killing all of these Kshatriyas, he collected all of their bloods into a ghat there in Kurukshetra. That blood was collected there. And after that, I do not know more than that. Up to that point, I know.
Go on, what?
After all the blood was collected there in Kurukshetra.
Who collected? In whole world, he cut all Kshatriyas.
Yes.
Then from that place, who collected? He?
No, not
him. How collected?
I don't know. Huh? Those who were killed at Kurukshetra, then the blood was collected there.
Not collected. Automatically.
Automatically it drained into this one ghat. Mm-hmm. Five small ponds.
Mm-hmm. Go on.
Beyond those ponds then became lakes. They became reservoirs. And people go to that Kurukshetra then became a sanctified place. Beyond this, I cannot remember anymore.
Anyhow, he killed 21 times all Kshatriya. Only those who were in mother's womb, they were saved. And when they became big, oh, again and again in life. Then
Ramachandra.
You know Vyas also?
Vyas.
Vyas. He's also incarnation. He divided Vedas in four parts. And according to sacrifice everything, he collected months. Oh, different part. And he told to his four very prominent disciples. They told to their disciples, and thus there are so many sakhas of Vedas. And then Ramavatar. Oh, you. Hey, Ramavatar. In brief.
Om Agyana Smaranda Syagaranjana Salakaya Chakshumitam Dena Tajmai Shri Rubai Namah Kuruve Guru Chandraya Radhikaita Lalaya Krishna Krishna Bhaktaya Tat Bhaktaya Namo Namah.
So the avatar of Ramachandra, he came to give Maryada instructions on the proper duties of the Kshatriya saintly persons. So, Lord Ramachandra took birth in the Raghu dynasty. Raghupati Raghava Raja Ram Patita Pavana Sita Ram. So his brothers...
It is in Vedas or where? Tell from any authentic book.
So his brothers were Lakshman, Bharat and Shatrughna. So, all the devotees here know the story. Ramachandra, son of King Dasarath, it was his time to rightly receive the throne and become installed as the king, the Raj, of the Raghu dynasty. But Kal had a different plan. The plan of Lord Ramachandra and Sita unfolded, and Kaikeyi took a boon that she was given to her by Dasarath, that she had two boons. And at that time, she decided to take those boons, and one that her son, Bharat, would be given the kingdom. And that Ramachandra, the second boon was that Ramachandra would be exiled to the forest for 14 years. So Ramachandra, understanding that this was the boon that was given by Dasarath to Kaikeyi, wanted to facilitate the promise of his father. And so he very...
Very short. Not so. Otherwise, 2-3 days it will...
So Ramachandra agreed to go to the forest, even though the entire kingdom wanted to go too. He and Sita and Lakshman left for the forest for 14 years. They killed demons in the forest. And then... Then Sita was stolen away by the demon Ravana. And Ram took the help of the monkey king, Sugriva, and also Hanumanji. And they rescued Sita back from the kingdom of Ravana. Ravana was destroyed along with all of his 10,000 brothers and so many different persons. His brother... Bibhishan was installed there, and Rama returned back to his kingdom, and so many pastimes that caused one to cry very much. I was in Florida, and I watched Gurudev watching the Ramayan, and so many tears were coming from, and even though in spite so many tears coming from the understanding of Ramayana and his pastimes, we are so encouraged by by these pastimes to engage in worshiping the Supreme Lord through the performance of Sankirtan Yagya, which comes later by the Kali Yuga avatar.
Then Krishna avatar.
He says Ravan had 10,000 brothers.
Bhai. It is perhaps written in Ki Maharaj?
Sajjan Purana.
Sajjan Purana.
Sajjan Ramayana.
Yes, Sajjan Ramayana. Then Krishna avatar, you. Brief.
Omaganati Mirandasya Kyananjala Shalakaya Chakshu Unmilitam Jina Tasmaye Shri Guruve Namaha Guruve Gaurachandraya Radhikaya Tadalaye Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tarabhaktaya Namo Namaha. I first of all offer millions and millions of Dandavat pranams unto the lotus feet of my beloved Gurudev, Om Vishnu Pad Paramahamsa Parirajaka Charja Astautara Sarashishimad Srila Bhakti Vedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj, and the same again unto our beloved Nitya Lila Pravishna Om Vishnu Pad Paramahamsa Vrirajaka Charja Asto Tarasara Shishimad Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada and all the Chidandi Sannyasis and Vaishnavas. So Srila Gurudev has asked me to say something briefly about the Krishna avatar. So Lord Krishna advents once in a day of Lord Brahma. This is once every 4,360,000,000 years. Once in a day of Lord Brahma. Krishna advents to demonstrate his extreme mercy to the jivas and show us his extraordinary activities, how the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself, Swayam Bhagavan, is conducting his pastimes in Goloka Vrindavan, which manifests fully in this Boma Vrindavan, in this world. So the advent, according to Bhagavatam, is that Krishna manifested in Mathura, in the jail of Kamsa. But we understand when Vasudeva took Krishna to Vrindavan, Mother Yashoda had already given birth to Krishna there. And that Mathura Nath Krishna merged with the Brajendranandan Krishna in Vrindavan. So Krishna grew up in Vrindavan for the first 16 years of his life. And so many wonderful pastimes of the demons coming into Vrindavan to churn the nectar of rasa that the Lord was experiencing and tasting with his beloved Brijabasis. All the demons were allowed in on the by Yogmaya to encourage and bring out so many wonderful exchanges of affection, just like in the Damodar Leela, how when Mother Yashoda, she bound Krishna, and so much love and affection was involved in this very beautiful pastime. After Krishna had pulled down the twin Arjun trees and Nanda Baba had untied the knot, then Mother Yashoda was completely in anxiety about her relationship with Krishna at that time. So Srila Gurudev has spoken so extensively on these pastimes. And then after Vrindavan pastimes, we've just been hearing in San Francisco how Krishna went to Mathura, how he killed Kuvalyapidi, the elephant, and the wrestlers, Janura, Mustika, and then finally he jumped on the dais and killed Kamsa, dragging Kamsa around the arena, and all the different experiences of the audience in their relationship to Sri Krishna is told at that time. So principally Krishna is showing the quality of his relationships with his devotees throughout his Vrindavan Leela. And then the pastimes in Mathura, and then the pastimes in Dwarka, where he's marrying 16,108 queens. And then finally now we have reached this 11th canto, where the Lord himself is demonstrating his detachment from his own family members. After the battle of Kurukshetra, when 640 million Kshatriyas were slaughtered on that field, then the Lord himself realized that his own family members, the Yadus, were actually very powerful. And he couldn't possibly leave with these family members still on the planet. So he made this very beautiful arrangement where the son of Jambavati, Samba, dressed up as a woman and taunted the various sages at Pindraka. And the sages were very insulted by Samba inquiring from them, do you think, what sort of child is in the womb of this young lady? This was a boy dressed up as a girl pretending to be pregnant. So this was very rude and arrogant of these young boys. And at that time, Durvasa, he cursed Samba to give birth to an iron club. And to their horror, when they look underneath his dress, they found this iron club. And they were terrified of the curse of this sage, Durvasa. So they rushed to Ugrasen. And they didn't go to Krishna because they were afraid to go to Krishna. But they went to Ugrasen instead and presented in the assembly. And Ugrasen, he ground that club to dust. And we know the story, how one little piece of iron was left. And Ugrasen personally himself, he went to the ocean and he threw all those iron filings and that last piece of iron into the ocean. And then the ocean carried those iron filings across to the shore of the mainland, where they implanted themselves in these canes on the side, on the shore. And then Krishna many inauspicious omens were manifested at that time, and it was understood that something very inauspicious was about to take place. So at that time, Krishna suggested to all the residents, or the male members of the Vrishni dynasty of the Yadus, that they go to Prabhash and have a yagya, a sacrifice, to offset these inauspicious omens. And at that time, Uddhava comes to Krishna, and Krishna gives very beautiful, sweet instruction in this Uddhav Gita, which comes just after the chapters that we're discussing now in this 11th canto. And then after that Uddhav Gita, it's described the closing chapters when Krishna goes with these 250 million Yadu warriors to Prabhash to conduct the yagya to offset the inauspicious omens. And I think it was an eclipse at that time also.
Thank you. And after this, Buddha avatar. Baldev is in with Krishna. Buddha avatar you can? One thing that Krishna has not come really to kill all demons and to take the burden of earth. Really, he has come bhakta vinodaya. So he came from Golok Vrindavan. He took all his associates and Ras Leela from there. And he did Ras Leela. Very powerful. To whom anyone Vikriditam Bajubadubhi Dancha Vishno Sardhanvata Shaniyotath Barani Yidija Bhakti Param Bhagavati Pratilabhyakamam Hidaro Garmashu Mabcharat. So this sweet pastime, even more than Vatsala Ras, even Dam Bandhan Leela, Ras Leela, if anyone will hear it with so much strong faith, and then in the guidance of Gurudev, he will read and tell to others this. In his poetry also, or Bhagavat Katha, or in his language he may, if he will do, then very soon, calm will come to serve Krishna. In Kamanuga, bhakti will come. And when it will come, by the influence of this, his rogue will go. those person who believe that first bhakti comes, this kam bhakti, kamanuga, and then his rogue goes away. They are dhir. And though don't believe, oh, first we should give up on earth and then we should hear. Oh, they are not dhir. So he has come to praise his so sweet pastimes. And thus, though we will hear, though we will see, and though we will by Guru Parampara, they will hear. They will be liberated and they will have Krishna prem for this. And second reason was that. But Krishna never killed anyone. Vishnu in him, he killed all. Then Buddha avatar.
So, when we were discussing the Navayogendras, one of the Navayogendras' names was Avihotra. So, Avihotra taught the process about answered the inquiries of Nimi Maharaj about karma yoga. So there's a general propensity amongst the human beings to eat meat, to enjoy sex, to drink wine. So Vedavyasa established mantras and sacrifices in order to make this propensity dovetail with the Supreme Lord. So a part of those sacrifices was the offering of flesh animals. And when this had become exploited by the living beings to such an extent that it was unfortunate for the animal civilization, the Lord incarnated as the avatar of Buddha to teach ahimsa, non-violence. So non-violence is also one of our principles. Of course, Krishna fought Bhagavad Gita to show that violence used in the service of the Lord can also be performed out of dovetail. But as general principle, we have to follow the principle of non-violence, not to give injury to any living entity unnecessarily. And there was a time when our Srila Prabhupada was on the planet, and there was when he was in India, there was two kittens playing while he was being massaged. And while he was being massaged, those two kittens fell into his lap. And the devotees were a little bit amazed, oh, what's Prabhupada going to do? But then he said, oh, just see how the love is there in every living entity. And this is demoniac. If somebody thinks a living being can put his head in your lap, and then you turn around and slit his throat, that is the worst consciousness. So Buddha put a stop to this. He took people away from the Vedas because the Vedas had given the authority to go ahead and perform that sacrifice in order to eat the flesh of the animals. Then Buddha said, don't listen to the Vedas, you follow me. So people followed Buddha, and the animals were, of course, very grateful for that. And it was a necessary adjustment because the Vedas are our mother. We don't want to be without our mother. So after Buddha came Sangacharya to reintroduce the Vedas, but with a twisted version on the order of Lord Narayan. So if you read the book called Vaishnavijaya, which is Param Gurudev's analysis of Mayavad philosophy, you'll see that actually this Buddha philosophy, the philosophy of impersonalism of Sangacharya, is exactly related to Buddhism, but with different nomenclature. So it's virtually the same thing. And their confusion is also that there are another Buddha that appeared in Nepal by the name of Gautam. So Gautam Buddha contrived this philosophy that the world is nothing, everything comes from nothing, and we never see in existence anything arising out of nothing. But that was his philosophy. And he bewildered people enough so that they actually believed in and accepted that, yes, everything is ultimately a void. So this is called Sunyavad. So Sunyavad, Mayavad are exactly related, and Bhakti Pragya Kishan Maharaj points this out in his book on Mayavad philosophy, which everyone should read. The books are here, I'm sure, in the table. Beyond Nirvana, republished as Beyond Nirvana. So the avatar of Buddha and the recent incarnation are two different people and not the same one. The avatar, Buddha avatar, is our worshipful incarnation, the Supreme Lord. The other one who attained some small realization was a human being. And of course, not the Supreme Lord. Hare Krishna.
And then Prachanna avatar, that is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He will come. He has come already and preached everywhere in whole world. Nam Sankirtan. By the influence of Nam Sankirtan, we see day by day it is growing. And by the influence of this, this is called Dhanya Kali. And that is why, by the influence of preaching of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nam Sankirtan, in this Kali Yuga, Kalki will not come. But in all other yugas, Kalki must come. Also, it has been written in Chaitanya Bhagavat and Lagu Bhagavatamrita and other things. Why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is prachanna? In Shastra, they have, Krishna has come in prachanna, hidden way as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Not directly Krishna has come. And for that reason, Ved and Upanishad and Shastra Puran also, in hidden way they have told. Because Veda ayang parakshabado ayang. Parakshabado ayang Veda balanam anusasanam. Like, what is parakshabad? There was a boy, very beautiful, black
complexion.
Playing on flute very, very well. And attracting all, peacock feather here, and grazing cows. But not name is given. Who is he?
Krishna.
No need of taking the name of Krishna. This is Parokshabad. So Vedas, in this way Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has told in hidden way. Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, in what Upanishad? Chaitanya Upanishad. He had disclosed all the. So many praman from Mahabharata, Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna Varnam, Krishaur Krishna, and so many things. So, Nemi Maharaj was very much happy. And then he told, those who don't worship Krishna or any incarnation of Krishna, what is their gati?
Destination.
And then he told so many things. In brief, they will have to go in Narak. And by good activities, they will go to Swarga. And from there, they will again here come. And they will encircle in the encircle of birth and death. Those who will. And those who are wise, they will worship Krishna or his any manifestations. Then he asked, in what age, what yuga, in what color, what name of the incarnation of Krishna, and in what way their upasana should be done, how they should be worshipped. Tirtha Maharaj.
Om Agyanate Mirandasya Jananjana Salakaya Chaksurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. First of all, I offer my thousands obeisances, lotus feet of Srila Guru Pada Padma, all sannyasis, Vaishnavas, mothers, sisters, and everyone, please accept my dandavat pranams. So Gurudev spoke, and all Vaishnav also spoke now. So many nice, interesting harikatha, all incarnations. Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, He is Supreme Personality of Godhead. He has so many incarnations. There are Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explaining to Sanatana Goswami, Sri Krishna said, six incarnations mostly, Purushavatar, Yugavatar, Gunavatar, Leelavatar, Manvantaravatar, and Saktaveshavatar. So many incarnations. In Saktaveshavatar, there are Narad, Vyas, Prithu, Jnana Aveshavatar, Bhakti Aveshavatar, so many different kinds, Aveshavatar. And so many, many incarnations came. Also, Sri Krishna told to Arjuna, oh my dear Arjuna, so many incarnations after then, otherwise, so what is you are thinking, so sin, everything, all are my vibhuti, opulence. So every year we see Sri Krishna, so many incarnations, there are very, very interesting Sri Krishna's all incarnations. When he came in human dynasty, when he was Lord Ram, then he manifested rules and regulations. How can live in this world? Previous life, previous time, so many, many incarnations came, when demonic persons came, Asura, demon, Rakshas came, that time he killed so many demons and manifested best religion. This way, so many incarnations came. Lord Ram, he is Marjada Purushottam, he manifested rules and regulations. And Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, he came one day of Brahma's day. So there, he will come with all his associates and he is showing his sweetness Leela. Everyone, they can hear this Leela, then everyone will be pure and their pure heart, pure mind. After then, Satya Treta Dapar Kali four yugas. Brahma's one day, of Brahma, there are four chatur yugas. Mean four. Four chatur. Yug cycle. So, 1000 chatur yugas. 1000 chatur yugas come. So there are Satya Treta Dapar Kali. Four yugas, four yugavatar coming. For Yugavatar, in Satya Yuga, when Satya Yuga come, and then, so Nar Narayan Isi, Shukla Varna Avatar, appeared and meditate and showed to anyone can meditate and sitting asan, they are control their senses, mind, and taking your life, after then they put on his forehead, then they are meditating long, long time. In the Satya Yuga, then people lived 100,000 years since. So long age, that time they did austerities. And Lord Vishnu showed these things. Satya Treta Dapar Kali, in Treta Yuga, Rakta Varna Avatar, so meditate, yajna, fire sacrifice. Then anyone, they did fire sacrifice and they worship to Vishnu. In this way, in Treta Yuga, they are showed Prishni Garva Avatar. Prishni Garva Avatar, he came and he manifest this fire sacrifice. So then people, they lived only 10,000 years. They did fire sacrifice. After then, Dwapar Yuga come, more pollutions. So people, they lived only 1,000 years to 5,000 years, their age. Then they did worship to Vishnu. Dwapare Bhagavana Syama Pitavasa Nijayudha. In Dwapara Yuga, Bhagavan, one incarnation is coming and he has four arms, Ayudh, Sankha, Chakra, Gada, Padma, and Pitavasa, Pitavastra, and like same to Krishna, but not Krishna. So any Dwapara Yuga, this incarnation is coming and showed everyone how can do worship deities. So everyone, they worship deities. In this way, in Dwapara Yuga, they serve to Vishnu. But in Kali Yuga, only 100 years age, there are more less and more pollutions coming. And everyone too much busy. They have no time. But how is process? Very easy process they can follow and they will be happy. Their life will be successful. Nana tantra vidhanena kalavapi tathasinu. See, Karvajan Rishi spoke to Nimi Maharaj. Maharaj, nana tantra vidhanena kalavapi in the Kali Yuga. How they worship to Sri Krishna. Their process. So many shastras. Narad Pancharatra. So many Pancharatra shastras. How worship to Vishnu, everything, all rules and regulations, so manifesting there. Also, Tantra Vidhanina, Nana Tantra Vidhanina, Shruti Vidhan, Ved Shastra, Vedanta Shastra, these kinds, they are following. Then they are chanting Sri Krishna's name. So, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu coming in this Kali Yuga. Krishna Varnam Tisa Krishna. Sango Pangastra Parsadam. Jagyai Sankirtana Prayair Jajantihi Sumedhas. Buddhiman Purush, intelligent persons, they worship to Sri Krishna. How they worship? Krishna Varnam Tisa Krishna. Who is this incarnation? Any Kali Yuga? Every Kali Yuga, all incarnations come in, but in this Kali Yuga, so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Supreme Lord, Sri Krishna, he himself, so he came. Krishna Varnam Tisa Krishna, Sango Pangastra Parsadam. Always who is chanting Sri Krishna's name? And Akrishnam Pita Varna Avatar. Also, Gargacharya spoke when he had gone in Nanda Maharaj, Nanda Bhavan. Then he spoke, Krishna, Asan Varnastrayu Yasya Grinato Anujugam Tanu. O Nanda Maharaj, your son, previous life, previous three yugas, Asan Varnastrayu Yasya Shukla Raktas Tathapita. In Satya Yuga, he took incarnation Shukla Varna Avatar. And in Treta Yuga, Rakta Varna Avatar. In Kali Yuga also Pit Varna Avatar. Or Krishna means Pit Varna.
Yellow
color. Mane golden color. He is golden color. Who took Radhika's mood and her golden color and he manifest his form. He covered the same form and golden color he manifest. So Pit Varna Avatar means
always
golden
color. Krishna, Krishna, two burns.
Always he is chanting Krishna, Krishna. When he appeared, then he manifests this name. Everyone they chant Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. That time he appeared in Navadvip Dham. So Krishna Varnam Tisa Krishnam Sango Pangastra Parsadam. Everyone, when they are chanting Sri Krishna's name, Hari, 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 Hari Bol, Hari Bol, then Mahaprabhu laughed. Otherwise he is weeping. Then ladies and anyone, they are coming and they are joking and chanting Harinam, Haribol, Haribol. Then Mahaprabhu laughed. So in this way, his name was Gaur Hari. He is golden color, Gaur Hari. And see, Sachimata gave his name Nimai. Because this is name is bitter name, so everyone cannot give Najar. Najar. So, they never give curse. So, in this way, Sachi Mata gave his name Nimai. So he was Nimai Pandit. After then, his name is Gaurhari. When he took sannyas, then his name was Sri Krishna Chaitanya, who gave full consciousness to everyone and gave this name, Sri Krishna name, and made purity. So, Anga Upanga Astra Parsada Sangai, when he appeared in this world, then he manifest his second form, Nityananda Prabhu, he is Anga. Upanga Sri Advaita Charya Astra Harinam Sankirtan, all devotees, they are parsad, associates. So all, everyone they came. In this way, anyone can worship to Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Sankirtana Praya Irijajanti Hisumedas. This is called Sankirtan Yajna. All the time everyone, all together they are dancing, singing, chanting Sri Krishna's name. This is called Sankirtan Yajna sacrifice. So they are great person, senior and very qualified who is chanting Sri Krishna's name, worship in this way. Otherwise everything lost. They don't know who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In this Kali Yuga, so everyone busy, they have no time. So all the time working and running everywhere, but anyone easily they can chant, they can speak Sri Krishna name. So other yogas, what they did, everything they can find in this Harinam Sankirtan. So there are, Sikar Vahajan Rishi spoke about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Dheyam Sada paribhavagnam abhishtatoham tirthaspadam siva birinchinutam saranam bhittarthi aham pranatapala bhavabdhipotam Bande Mahapurusate Charanaravindam Tvatva Sudostaya Surepsita Rajya Lakshmim Dharmishtayarija Vachasa Jadagadarannam Maya mrigam daite sitamanna dhava bande mahapurusate charanarabindam bande mahapurusate charanarabindam Mahapurush, Mahaprabhu. Bhagavan Sachinandana Gaurhari, he is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we pray to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When he came, appeared, so he fulfilled all desires. Brahma, Shiv, Indra, so anyone, previous life, they had seen Sri Krishna's Leela, but they always prayed to Mahaprabhu. We want to see your sweetness, Leela. Please give me pure love and affections. In this way they came in Navadvip Dham. And there are, so they did worship to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. See, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu always fulfilled their desire. Bhittarthi aham pranata pala bhavabdhi potam. He is only one boat crossed the Bhava Ocean. So, Bande Mahapurushate Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, more kindness, more merciful. So, previous lives, so many incarnations came, they killed demons, they killed others, but they not become devotees. And they never served to Sri Krishna. Sri Krishna gave. And also, Sri Krishna avatar, when Sri Krishna came, he is Hatari Gatidai, he killed demons. but gave liberation, so must take liberation, go away. But never give bhakti, pure love and affection. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is more merciful, so he came, he took Radhika's golden color because she is Karunamayi, more merciful, great merciful. If everyone filling this form and looking, have they have experience when they are coming at once, they will be free from Maya and all offense will be finished, then they can get pure love and affection. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and he gave this pure prem. See, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we should pray to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When he came in Navadvip Dham, Taktva Sudus Taja Surev Sitarajya Lakshmi, Dharmishta Arya Vachasa Jadagada Rannam. So, in Srimad Bhagavatam Karvajan Rishi spoke, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he played with friends, with boys in river Ganges and swimming there, then so many Brahmins, they are chanting Gayatri. At that time, so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took water for him. Then Brahmins, they prohibited, oh my dear boy, very careful, should be careful, we are chanting mantra. But anyone, they give fear and talking so much, but he never listen, don't care. One Brahman, he is taking Brahman threat, oh my dear naughty boy, so always playing and always making disturbance. I am chanting Gayatri, you are making disturbance. So I am giving curse you. That time he gave curse. Your family life, everything will be finished.
Oh, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with all his associates closing the door, singing in Shiva's Angan, closing the door, and one Brahmin wanted to enter, but he could not enter. Then he calls. Both.
Then Brahman gave curse to Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu laughed, okay. My family life will be finished, no problem. But, so I am getting there, all family life, and they will be free from ignorance. So I am showing and giving pure love and affections. Then Mahaprabhu showed to everyone, anyone, they cannot say, oh, why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left his old mother? And why he left his wife, young life? So why he left? So anyone about and anyone saying, but Mahaprabhu showed to everyone, because Brahman gave curse, so what can I do? So my family life finished. So I am taking sannyas. Tattva sudustajas surev sitarajya lashmin. So they, all demigods, anyone, they cannot leave this family situations, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left all things, all desires. He took sannyas. Yesterday also showed Anilam Pippali Khanda Kap Nivarite Ulatiya Bade Kap Nari Ukasite. So I brought Pippali Khanda people, but so coughing not going, more coughing coming, so how can do? So I gave pure love and affection, so many students, atheist persons, and abuse me, they want to kill me and fight me. In this way, they become atheist. So how can he give pure love and affections? Then he took sannyas. When he took sannyas, then he wants to go Vrindavan. Nityananda Prabhu told, I know Vrindavan way, please come with me. That time, so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu going with Nityananda Prabhu, and Nityananda Prabhu took him in Shantipur. Because when Mahaprabhu came in Ganges bank, then Mahaprabhu asked to Nityananda Prabhu, oh Nitai, why you bring here in Shantipur? I want to go Vrindavan. That time Nityananda Prabhu told, so you are fasting 3 days, no drink, no food, nothing. So how can you go in Vrindavan? You are going to Vrindavan, no problem. First take prasada, after then go. So, you can come in Shantipur. First we are taking prasada. Then they came in Shantipur, Advaita Bhavan. There are so thousands, last, million people came. When they came and they had seen Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Sannyas dress, everyone they are falling to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's feet and they are praying to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishna prem hai jar dur darshane. Many persons they are staying behind so long distance. They are praying to Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu gave very pleased, so much pleased. And everyone, they are fulfilled in this Krishna prem. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu more pleases, give Krishna prem. Then Mahaprabhu always singing and always chanting, Kahamo Pranana Murali Badan. Kaha jau, kaha pau, Brajendra Nandan. Kaha re kahiva katha, keva jane du, Brajendra Nandan bina, phate morabu. Kahamur Prananat Murali Badan. Where my Murali Badan, Sri Krishna? Where is Brajendra Nandan? Without him, so my broken my heart. So Mahaprabhu always weeping. And like her man, so going on the way. Everyone. So when they are looking to Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu is this mood. Then their heart, mind, everything fulfilled this Krishna prem. And also Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called everyone. He went door to door and called everyone. Oh, my dear Daita. Oh, my dear Daita, where are you going? Don't go in family life, family situation. This is danger. There is nothing happiness. You must come near me. And please chant Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. So in this way, everyone, when they are singing Hari Bol, Hari Bol, then their heart, mind, everything fulfilled. So Mahaprabhu gave pure love and affection. Bande Mahapurusate Charanarabindam. So I should pray to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who was testing this pure love and affection, Radhika's mood. And in this way, he showed to everyone, anyone can follow to Brajagopis and Brajavasis, and anyone can chant this Krishna name, then everyone's life will be happy, purified, and fulfill their desires. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave this prem. We should pray to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Garbhajan Rishi spoke, in this Kali Yuga, this is golden age, Dhanna Kali. In this Kali Yuga, so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. Everyone, their life is successful. Satta Treta Dapar Kali, four Yugas, everyone they worship. But in this Kali Yuga, other Yugas people, they are coming in this Kali Yuga, they are taking birth. And also demigods, so any others, everyone they are coming in human life, and very soon, very quickly they are chanting Hari Nam and they are testing these moods and Hari Katha, then they are going to Golok Dham. So Karbhajan Rishi spoke this thing. Pancha Galvataru Vasya Kripa Sandhvai Vatapatitanam Pavane Vaishnavi.
So in Kali Yuga, worshipful deity is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he will be worshipped only by Naam Sankirtan. Very easy method. Also, it has been written in Srimad Bhagavat, there Kali Sabha Janta Arja Gunagya That Kali is treasure of all bad qualities. So, but one good quality. If anyone will do Nam Sankirtan, what is received by tapasya in Satyayug, by sacrifice in Tritayug, Dwapar Archan, everything will be received more than that Krishna Prem. By tapasya, no Krishna Prem. By sacrifice, no Krishna Prem. By Archan, no. But by this, especially. Nam Sankirtan only. So, in Kali Yuga, we see that if you will do any sin by mind, oh, they will be not fruitful. Understand? If you are doing in mind, I will kill him. Or other things, it will be not fruitful. But if you, in mind, do good activities, even in mind, I want to give donation of 1,000 cows to others. I want to do anything wealth for others. It will give fruit. So, Kali Yuga is, in this Kali Yuga, anyone, if he is so much wicked, everything, but if in the guidance of Gurudev, will chant Krishna name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare he will be liberated from endless pain of endless birth and death, and he will have Krishna Prem. Very soon. So this is Kali Yuga, worshipful deity. Telling this, Narjogendra, in the council of Nemi Maharaj, at once disappeared. And then, Narad Rishi was telling first this, Narjogendra Sambha. Narad told to Vasudeva Maharaj and Devaki, oh, you are thinking that Krishna is son, your son. But really, what he is? He is Sarvatma. He is the soul of everyone. He is Sarveshwar, Supreme Lord of heaven, Swayam Krishna. And Sarvakaran Karanam, Anadi, Adi, he is no root, no mool, but he is the root of all. He is very merciful. So, you should know this fact. By this, serving Krishna, you will be liberated from this world and you will go to Golok Vrindavan and serve him. Hearing this, Devaki and Vasudev became ashcharyachakit, astonished. Oh, my son Krishna is so, he is Supreme Lord. And then they became very astonished. And they thinking Krishna, and then Narada Rishi went to other planet. Gaur Premanande. Tomorrow, Uddhav Sambad we will begin. Be ready all.
Tomorrow, Annakut Mahotsav.
Annakut Mahotsav tomorrow. I think that so many preparations are going on. if anyone will give Govardhan, even one rice, any preparation, he will not be beggar. Lakshmi may be beggar, but this person who will give donation for Govardhan Puja, make paraphernalia herself, and offer to Krishna Govardhan. Krishna has told himself, oh, this is new Vrindavan. Govardhan is there, Govardhan Sila will come there, Radha Kund and Sham Kunds are there. So, tomorrow in night you can prepare some paraphernalias. Luchi, Puri, Rasagolla, Rasamalai, Laddu, Paratha, and so many preparations. Not so much, but even 1, 2, 3 kinds. I want that not less than 365 kinds of paraphernalia.
Last year was 900.
So we will count there.
Hare Krishna. Srila Gurudev mercifully has given some initiation. We'll announce their name.